I'm Christopher Purdy, and this is Opera Abbreviated, a presentation of Classical 101. That's the most famous chord in music, a chord that theoretically makes no sense, that has stymied and inspired musicians and audiences since it was first heard in 1865. The Tristan chord, F, B, D sharp, G sharp, resolving to A, a delayed resolution, the crux of Richard Wagner's Tristan und Isolde. The Met begins this season of live HD transmissions with their new production of Tristan und Isolde. Simon Rattle conducts with Nina Stämme and Stuart Skelton in the title roles, and the staging is by Marius Terlinski. And it's Nina Stämme we hear in the musical selections in this Opera Abbreviated podcast. Richard Wagner took a break from his monumental Ring cycle to write his only comedy, Die Meistersinger, and Tristan, his love story of endless day, endless night, and endless bliss, dark and light, fear and ecstasy. It is an opera of musical and dramatic extremes. The Celtic legend of Tristan and Isolde has inspired painters, dramatists, and composers before and after Wagner. Leonard Bernstein called this an opera about not touching, an opera with no resolution except death, an ecstatic, nearly sexual eternity. That's because Tristan and Isolde in the legend were doomed to be very nearly together but always kept apart. The Irish princess Isolde has been kidnapped and is being taken aboard ship, very much against her will, to marry the elderly King Mark of Cornwall. The king's nephew Tristan abducted the princess and holds her hostage on board the ship where the first act of the opera is set. Tristan keeps his distance, guiding the ship. He and Isolde have history, but the princess now knows only rage and despair. Tristan killed Isolde's intended, Prince Morold, and Isolde nursed Tristan's wounds, not knowing of his guilt. In his head, she found a chink of Morold's sword, thus identifying the killer, a man toward whom she had already begun to feel passion. Now she is his prisoner. "Let him come to me," cries Isolde. Summoned by Brangaena, Isolde's attendant, Tristan and Isolde confront one another. She offers him a chalice of poisoned wine. "We will drink it and perish together." They drink. Thank you. But it is a love potion slipped in by Brangaena, and now the two are bound together just as the ship lands and Isolde is presented to King Mark. Months go by. Isolde has been married to her elderly but kindly king. He has no awareness of the undeclared passion between his nephew and his wife. The couple can only meet deep at night in the darkness while the king is hunting. And the exaltation gives way to love. Endless bliss in each other's arms, and found in flagrante almost delicto by the king and his attendants, among them Melot, who in the Celtic legend had been Tristan's lover, and now spurned by him, attacks. Tristan is wounded and Melot is killed. Mark is forgiving, but Tristan dies of his wounds. Expiring just as his oldest ship reaches him. Too late, 5 seconds, too late. But it doesn't matter. Isolde is no longer of this world. She is in a Liebestod, love death, to be united with Tristan forever. The Liebestod, the love death from Tristan and Isolde, sung by Nina Stemme, who sings the role with Stuart Skelton as Tristan in the Met's Live in HD presentation, a production of which the New York Times said, when Miss Stemme's Isolde during the Liebestod wonders whether she's alone in hearing mysterious shimmering sounds engulfing her, everyone in the house could hear them too, coming from the great Met Orchestra. For Classical 101, I'm Christopher Purdy, and this has been Opera Abbreviated.